Hi, Eric. I'm just thinking about the differences between using the reflective blogging in terms of voice blogging or using it, you know, for text image blogging. And I can see some differences in the sense of how we comment on one's own work in progress. I mean, when you think about voice annotation versus just commenting by text on assignments, for example, this is interesting. It actually feeds off one another. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that, you know, when I was doing my e-portfolio, for example, I would have to make some notes to myself, notes to self, and then I would jot down some notes in the margin. So I wonder if, you know, combining voice blogging as a sort of a stream of consciousness or as appending content or adding things and annotating in the context of looking at a text or looking at an image or looking at some content that's already been developed or presented. So things such as reflections on practice. What I would do is I would actually listen in on the conversation, and then I would pause the presentation that I had just given to the students or to my peers. I would pause it, and then I would continue on with my memo, my voice memos. And this would be really kind of interesting, is that I would have to weave in what's going on within the presentation, the audio presentation, and I'd have to actually, you know, talk about what's going on in the presentation and then give my impressions and reflections as a sort of add-on. So then I would hit the button here and pause it, and then hit the unpause button, let the presentation continue. This is for Illuminate, recorded Illuminate presentations. This would be really useful. The other thing is that it would enable a conversation between peers based on a document that's already been created. Say, for example, I'm just thinking about a number of assignments that come up, say literature reviews or something. Using an example within a class, and then the individual learners comment on it, but not before listening fully to what's going on, to what the instructor is providing. So they listen to the exemplar, they listen to the voice commentary of their tutors and their instructor as a model, and then they in turn annotate or append their own comments to that. And they would weave in what's going on with, you know, what the instructor is saying, and they themselves would say, yeah, I can see that point, and I can see that point. Now, to me, I just don't want to keep adding stuff, saying, oh, yes, I agree, to other comments. At this point, though, you know, I'm getting the sense that when we're talking, like, extending a conversation such as this, it's very difficult to follow what I'm saying. I'm sort of weaving these ideas out, and without an anchor, they get sort of digressions, and they distract, and they move into different directions. And so what I intended to talk about at the beginning may not be what I'm talking about at the end. So unanchored, untethered streams of consciousness are useful in themselves to generate or brainstorm, but they're not stuff I would put in a blog for group discussion. You know what I mean? It's different. So one big difference for a voice blog, for stream of consciousness, is not to use it for drafting or struggling through ideas. Like what I'm doing right now, I would not put in a forum kind of situation. I would not put it in a blog post expecting you to go through everything and then go from there. This type of post would be more of a meandering through of ideas.